Welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, where every sip sparks a new story and every story cements a friendship. I'm Nick, and alongside my co-host,
Dan.
And we're here to dive into the worlds of craft beer and spirits, not just to taste them, but to unfold the rich narratives they inspire in our lives. This isn't just about what's in our glasses, it's about the laughter, the adventures, and the moments shared across them.
Our episodes are more than just discussions about beverages. They're invitations to join us at our table of friends, where we share life's unfolding stories over our favorite drinks, from personal triumphs to everyday anecdotes. Our banter captures the essence of companionship and a joy found in simple pleasures.
So grab your drink of choice, settle in, and become part of our extended family. Here's to the bonds formed over glasses raised and the stories that make us laugh, think, and grow closer. Welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter.
Cheers.
All right, Dan. So first episode.
First episode. All right. How do you want to do this? I think we have a couple of different things that we may want to try tonight to get this.
So I was thinking, because it's winter, obviously, it's February and we actually had some snow, and my drink of choice during winter is obviously bourbon. I'm a huge bourbon drinker. I know you're a beer drinker. And what I found today when I was looking at the beverage store, I got a few. This one is a Kentucky Bourbon Barreled Imperial Milk Stout. So I'm a big fan of barrel-aged things. I like the taste, that the infusion that it gives. I have not tried this one.
That actually looks quite good. It's actually
it's definitely higher proof.
It's 12%. Definitely 12%.
12%.
12% alcohol, so it's going to be an early bed. This was
this is from
Lexington, Kentucky. It's showing up.
It says, brewed and packaged by Lexington Brewing and Distilling Co.
All right. So this is...
The other one I've had before. So I'm a big fan of Innocent Gun.
Innocent Gun.
I was actually looking at... I was really looking for a bourbon barrel age one. And they only had a Scotch whiskey one and a rum cask one. I've had both of them. I think you're going to like the rum cask one. I'm a big fan of that, the sweetness that it gives. It's not overpowering. You're going to see kind of the differences between two of them. Right. So I got these more for you to kind of pick your interest. I definitely had the Innocent Gun. I have not had the Kentucky Milk Stout, though.
I think we start off with a little bit of the Kentucky Milk Stout. I'm kind of curious about the bourbon barrel. It's got a nice looking bottle, I'll say that. Nice label. Kind of nice on this up and down.
So it'll... We'll split the bottle on this one since that's
a little 12%. You know, some people have to make it safe. All right, so let's see if this one works. All right, cheers to that. Not gonna lie, that's actually quite delicious.
I like it. I don't think I taste as much as the bourbon barrel that I thought I would.
I'm tasting more of a chocolatey flavor.
Yep.
Definitely chocolate smoked.
Definitely at the end, you taste a little bit of the bourbon, but not really. I definitely taste
a little bit on the finish.
And that's the milk stout, the lactose that they probably use it. It gives it that creamy sweet taste.
I like it, though. It's something different. Short end of a Guinness.
Let me actually look them up. See if I can multitask on my phone.
I could probably multitask, but my vision is horrible. And all right, my glasses, it's a normal day.
Lexington. Was it brewery and distillery?
Lexington Brewery Distillery.
Wine and Distillery.
This is their bourbon barrel imperial milk stout. So if I had to describe it, I'm going to say it's probably more on a smoky chocolate range. Don't get much of a finish towards the end with the barrel of the bourbon. So not really any... Hence the 12%, I guess, is already coming on. Not really getting any bourbon barrel taste at the end. Maybe very little, if any. But overall, I think it's pretty good.
No, I definitely like it.
Yeah.
It's always funny whenever you try these that are cast aged and various things. Sometimes it gives a really pronounced taste, and other times you don't really taste it too much. I guess it depends on the type of drink that is sitting in the barrel, and do you have the taste that are with it, or how long you keep it in? I'm trying to see if they give you some sort of information. Pictures of the brewery look pretty sweet.
It's kind of actually, when it's sitting in the glass right now, it almost looks kind of like a flat beer. But once you actually put it to the lips, it actually feels like it recarbonates itself for some strange reason. It's actually kind of interesting that it had that.
Or then it's almost like stouts in general. Like it.
I'll play with it.
Let's look at products, beer. Kentucky Bourbon Imperial Milk Stout. see what it says around it.
What's a little...
Our Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Imperial Milk Stout is 100% barrel-aged Imperial Milk Stout with notes of chocolate and coffee. So there you go. Hints of molasses that round out the dark roasted notes and bring about a sweet finish. I mean, that's definitely it.
It's about what we pinned on that from first sip.
So their tasting notes is chocolate, coffee, caramel, and oak. Definitely the chocolate and caramel. I'm not really hitting...
Not molasses. I'm really not hitting the molasses much.
Because that's still not a bad beer.
Overall, I would definitely drink it. Like I said, you got to be easy on that 12%. And also, it has to affect it in the long run, real quick. If I compare it to what I usually drink of the old Bud Light can. Yeah, so I'm going to finish this off, and maybe we'll want to see what else we got on the Innocent Gun. I'm a big rum guy, so Caribbean rum cast with, you know, it's always a Scottish red taste pretty good on my end.
Have you ever had any of the Innocent Gun?
No, Innocent Gun was never one of my choices.
Look them up. I guess they're really good. I went through a phase. I forget if it was one of these I had or something else that I had, and it like piqued my interest. And this is a more common, now I'm going to say more commercial, I guess, type of beer.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Innis.
A rum cask is something new because I've never had a rum cask beer. That's kind of intriguing me a little bit.
All beer. Let's look at all beer. All right, so Caribbean rum cask is what we had. They have a whiskey cask, their original.
This is their Scottish red, so you have to...
So their original... So it's their flagship beer. Brewery was founded in 2003. I didn't realize it was that. It's not really old.
Not that old, but still.
Imparts a single malt whiskey cask on this beer that gives them a whole new way of brewing from Innocent Gun was born. The maturation lends the beer to an incredible smoothness, depth of flavor, and hints of vanilla, toffee, and oak. All right, so that's the original one.
Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm finished.
I don't know.
Yeah, I finished my thing. Irish whiskey. But they had other ones. They definitely had more than these.
I'm going to say this one.
So they have the original. Then there's the Irish whiskey, which I had. That's the green label. And the other one I had, I thought that was a Scotch whiskey, the one that was at the store today. I've had the Caribbean one, and that's this one definitely by far is my favorite, just because of the sweet taste it gives it.
Yeah. Really, you'd have a lot of glasses to wash down. I'm telling it.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was this that got me into it, but this is going back a number of years ago when I was at my old house. My wife had got me was that a five gallon bourbon barrel, you know, all smoked and everything else. Forget where she got it from. I don't know if she got it for me for an anniversary.
Split this one, I didn't want it to.
Yeah, you can have the old one.
Oh, the old.
All right. It was either anniversary, Valentine's Day, Christmas, I don't remember what it was, but I was brewing beer at the time. So I made this coconut porter, which was freaking awesome. The mess I freaking made was a whole disaster show. So I made this, it was this coconut porter, which I tried to replicate Maui Brewing's coconut porter, which when we went on our honeymoon to Hawaii, we went to the brewery there, and I got that beer there, and it was like phenomenal. I'd never seen it before, and you know, brewery, you know, and beer distributors by me. So it was in Hawaii. I tried to bring a six pack home. Can't remember if I did or not. Now I don't know how that travels in your cargo though. But it was amazing. Like the coconut flavors. So I tried to replicate it when I was brewing at home. I tried finding like a clone recipe. I tried adapting it to make it my own. And then I finished it after I made it. Well, first I filtered it. That was a whole other disaster show.
What's a disaster show?
So I filtered it pressurized through my 5-gallon keg, through this filtration system, into another keg. Something happened with the pressurization. The whole top from the filter exploded, hit the ceiling, turned my ceiling from that white painted ceiling to a nice chocolate brown color.
Oh, nice.
All over the floor everywhere. The remains of it, I was able to put in the cask and let it age for, I don't know if I did it. I didn't do it that long, maybe like a month, 2 months. But the finished product was freaking phenomenal. And I've never been able to replicate it again. So I don't know if it was the magic of it exploding all over the place.
Because of that extra carbonation that boosted it up.
I don't know. But like, it was probably one of the better beers I've ever brewed. And then, of course, Kenzie was young. My daughter was young. And then, obviously, now having multiple kids, there's no time to prep. So.
Not for anything, but cheers to this one. Let's see how this goes.
I'm actually a little disappointed in this. It's definitely not like I remembered.
Yeah,
I'm not really even tasting the finish on this. Although I did a pretty bad.
A little more fruit.
I have a big head on this one.
Pretty decent size on mine as well, but you should be able to pick something up.
No, the ones I've had in the past have such like a nice, sweet.
Is it the marrow or something, maybe?
Does it smell like a bottled Andes? Maybe this is old.
I mean, smell like a vanilla or anything.
No, this doesn't taste.
Yeah, looking at something, but I don't have my glasses on, so it's all it usually works.
It's another one with a disaster. Like this, I get more of a barrel taste from the stout than I do from this. I wish it were the other way around. Think the stout is killing our taste for this?
I don't know.
Man, I feel like I talked it up and then and it landed flat.
It doesn't even pin me for, you know, a Scottish red either. You know, it's something totally different that I wasn't expecting.
Wow. This normally has like a really sweet aftertaste. Like, not in a bad way, just like it has that rum taste, like with the top of the drink almost.
But it almost gives you a head on it, like a stout. And that's what's kind of awkward with me a little bit. So I understand it's a rum cask, but it almost sort of looks like the exact milk stout bourbon barrel that we just drank.
Now I gotta look this up. Are they actually in, like, the box says Edinburgh, Scotland? Or if they're actually, if they're home from there.
Maybe you might fly on a commute over
now.
That's just my opinion.
No, I'm disappointed in that one. So this is Caribbean rum cask.
Caribbean rum cask, they say, on this one is actually supposed to be, it's actually matured Scottish red beer. You know, it's supposed to be aromas of dried fruits, vanilla, sort of a malt character. All right, that brings me back to where we were talking. The finishing up for the oak with the bitterness. I'm not really tasting anything, maybe except the yolk and the bitterness.
I'm not really seeing it.
No, so this one, if you read the description, it says, "We don't accept any borders or boundaries when it comes to the quest for innovation. We want to create a flavor combinations that are worth crossing the ocean for. Our Innocent Gun Caribbean Rum Cask offers just that. It combines the best of Scotland and the Caribbean to create something entirely new or truly special. Scottish red beer meets the finest Caribbean rum cask. The first sips follows through on that promise. The aroma gives away a palate-pleasing punch to the nose of fruit, rum, and chocolate." I don't get much of a scent at all.
I'm getting a chocolate.
That's about it.
Honestly, I have a little bit of a yeasty smell from the head.
Yeah,
that's about it. This full-body flavor is the essence use of Innocent Gun ale malt, chocolate malt, and roasted barley. The finish is one of a kind. 6.8 ABV drop is warm, yet mellow. I'm not feeling that one. I'm very disappointed. I thought this was going to be the one for you.
Yeah, I thought this was the one I was going to pick up on. At this rate, I'm going to go with the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know, really.
Innocent Gun in Perth is our home for innovation of barrel aging, with plans to build a new large-scale brewery in our hometown of Edinburgh. It will be the first new large brewery to be built in the capital 150 years. So they're in the process, unless they haven't updated their website.
Now, will you be there?
We
going to Edinburgh?
We are going to
Edinburgh. Maybe we'll have to go down and do a little
Innocent Gun talk.
How awesome would that be?
I'm kind of curious.
So this is, we're going to call this episode one. And I think in August.
We are mid-February right now, 2024. So we're saying August 2024, we will be in Scotland. So, and I think we will be in Edinburgh. So it'll be kind of interesting to actually pop in. So that would be a pretty amazing feat to accomplish if we could pull it off.
So with our like two viewers, which is probably just our wives that are going to criticize the way we talk and what we're talking about and the fact that I'm chewing the pretzel.
That's fine.
You
can do what you want.
Maybe we could go there and say we had
a planning of a meeting.
a poor initial experience after I talked it up so much. Now they need to like step it up.
You get a little better broadcast with our little podcast, and maybe we could head over there and we'll
get our microphones working instead of me just using my iPhone.
That's not okay. I think there's a few other stops we're going to be making on that journey too, as well. And one I think we're already signed up for. I think that may be that Jameson tour. So there's going to be another night we'll be doing some spirit competition, tasting. Break out.
Well, if all goes according to plan, we could be taking this on the road, international. I'm hoping Jameson. I'm hoping Guinness. I'm hoping, what else we got?
Well, I'm actually thinking the oldest bar in the world.
The oldest?
The oldest bar.
What was it called?
In the 1100s. It was, oh my gosh, now you're going to make me drum up my mind what it was again.
But it
is the oldest bar in Ireland, and it's been around for close to 1300 years, I think it is. So we're going to have to see where it is. But what is the name of it? Sean's Bar. That's the name. It's claimed to be the oldest bar. So let's see.
So Sean's probably not there anymore.
No, Sean, I don't think he's there. It's a
How do they spell Sean? 100 AD. How is Sean spelled there?
S-E-A-N. Mm. The original. So he's claiming to be the oldest bar. So that's one of the places. So he's at the... Where, actually? He's in Weston Mirth in Ireland.
Now,
that would be something to be...
What is classified as being a bar? Like, I watch all these shows. Like, me and Jen are huge Outlander fans. And that takes place, well, beginning seasons take place in Scotland.
Then I'm not really sure of that.
Like, what is... And they're drinking in taverns or whatever you want to call them. So what's the classification of a bar versus a tavern or a...
Oh, we'd have to actually... That's something we're looking at. So I know, like, the first version of the bar was built by a man called Lurban. He was stopped once, supposedly, at a river crossing. And he was the man that started this. But then he was actually another original guy that started years and years later with the same name, back in 1968, supposedly, redid the bar of Sean's Bar. So what... Sean's Bar was around from 900 AD. So it's just one of those stories that we're going to have to dig into maybe on one of these episodes going through different bars around the world.
900 AD.
It's the oldest watering hole in Ireland. And I love the name Watering Hole because that's what I grew up with and being stuck in with my crazy old man. But yes, that's what it is. So he's actually 70 miles south of Dublin. So that could be...
And where is in Dublin where Guinness is?
Dublin is where Guinness is. So there's a few others, I think. They actually earned the Guinness World Records for the oldest public house. They actually call themselves
in Ireland.
So they call themselves public houses, not bars. Saw them to a degree. And I think that could be something.
Oh, absolutely.
And then there may be a few others, little adventures that we take. But that trip will... for you on different parts of different beers and different whiskeys and different malts and everything else through that area we could try. So that's something to look forward to on our August episodes. But right now, for the first episodes, Innocent Gun is a disappointment.
Yeah.
Not Kentucky Bourbon Barrel, Imperial Milk Stout or something.
Today is our Seinfeld of episodes.
Yeah,
it is literally a show about nothing for right now.
At least nothing.
Just to introduce us
to ourselves and see what we're going to be all about. But I think actually it could be a fun episode and a fun time with us as we take this journey along and try out different things, try out different bourbons and try out different whiskeys and rum cask ales and stouts and different beers and everything that we want to try along the way. And maybe even throw a different... loop into the mix every once in a while and throw you for a whirlwind. But I think that we could be something fun with this whole thing. I think it's going to be fun. So we'll see where this goes. And I think this could be a fun time as we...
Pending wife approval.
The approval always happens.
So as Nick munches down on another pretzel, so I'll have to continue talking, I guess, while his mouth is full.
Yep.
So we'll keep this one going, and I think we're going to have a fun time with this podcast. Either way, it's going to be a good time with friends. We'll have friends sit down with us. We'll all get along. Like you said, today's the initial talk, and I think you're going to get to know us. You're going to have fun with us, and it's going to be a fun time as we all sit down with friends and wives and a bunch of other people just laughing and drinking about different things and trying different things. So what do you got, Nick? Anything more last on this?
I don't know. We got breaks and pauses. I could just edit it.
Oh, you can break and pause everything.
We can edit that. That's the beautiful thing about technology.
Oh, wow.
All right, so I could stutter. I can delete that. I could sneeze.
Yeah, I chew on those pretzels.
I could chew on my pretzels. Well, that would keep it
screaming.
A couple kids screaming in the bathroom. Well, what's the point of the podcast? That's the great thing about the podcast. So that we all can come together, interact, socialize, and our kids can do the same thing. They're in the back room yelling, kicking, screaming, wrestling. God knows what they're watching.
And I got to say, I actually have to throw a little shout out to my cousin. I would like to keep this in there for him that started his podcast to me follow along to his podcast. We are friends. So, Kev, I know you're listening. So, enjoy your beer, but this is for you. All right. So, I'm thinking this first episode, I'll throw a little dedication in there for you.
What's his podcast called?
His podcast is We Are Friends, and he actually, I think he just did like his 60th episode. It's pretty impressive. So, Kev, good job. Rich, good job. We'll get these down here. You can drink some beers with us one day when you come down, or we'll come up to Connecticut for some
other things, hopefully, in the future.
I wonder how structured his first episode was to our just random.
He's got some crazy episodes, so we're going to have to figure out cuz over there, too. So, like I said, we'll get everybody together. People think we're crazy now for doing what we're doing, but I think they're going to have fun when we all sit around. And
I mean, to be fair, we did have a couple of first episodes. We just were not able to save them.
Yeah, we couldn't save them.
Some of them we had to delete. No, we don't need to say why we did.
No, we don't even have to. No, we just deleted them because we didn't understand how the whole podcast worked. So we're trying to figure things out. So that's basically why. We tried a few. It didn't work. And so.
All right, so you want to call quits on our first episode?
To the second one.
All right. Well, here's the beer's bourbon and mantis. Here's the next one.
Let's go for the second one. See you all next week.